very blessed Tuesday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light on WWDB. This is Scott Borsky. It is an honor to be with you in praise, in prayer, and in all that's good in life. We acknowledge this Tuesday morning that we can pray anywhere, of course, because God is everywhere. God is always with us. Please join with Brandon Lake on his beautiful Praise You Anywhere.
Sometimes you gotta dance through the darkness, sing through the fire, praise when it don't make sense. Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta shout it from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, worship with your hands in the air. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise.
I hope the week is progressing for you with so many blessings and wonders and miracles. Don't forget to count those blessings, even if they are small. They may be small to you, but they are big to God. And if you add them all together, you will have a blessings page, a blessings book, a blessings novel each and every day. Join with Seth Schluter on his newest Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. All that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Everybody that you come into contact with each day is your opportunity to bring godliness into them. We often say that sometimes the only God that someone has in their lives on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So be that God into others on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. Join with Danny Gokey on his Love God, Love People.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready?
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
kind. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gonna keep it real simple.
I want to thank you for all the wonderful comments that I'm getting for adding speakers to this program, inspirational folks in our lives in the entertainment field or athletes or politicians that definitely inspire us with their words. One of them certainly is Steve Harvey. Join with his wonderful Prayer Changes Things.
I grew up in a place, man, that was you had to be something else you come up out of there. Prayer changes things. I was told I would never be nothing. Prayer changes things. I flunked out of school. Prayer changes things. I'm on my third marriage, lost everything I've owned twice. I've been homeless and lived in a car for 3 years. Prayer changes things. The cool thing about prayer is the one thing that's available to everybody at any given time. Do you know that I like talking to him even when I don't really need nothing? So when I do need something, I don't want to have to introduce myself to him.
Even if something in your life is not good in any part, any essence, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, just know that each and every day God gives us a new set of grace and mercy and the blessings, our daily bread, our manna from heaven. I hope your manna from heaven was and will be abundant today. Please join with Blanca and Torrin Wells on their Something Better.
It's been a couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better. Something better, ooh, something better.
don't forget. In other words, never forget that we always need to put God first in everything we do. God comes first in our actions and our words. Join with Consumed by Fire with First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. All I wanna see.
Sometimes we don't know if God is with us, but never let your heart be troubled. God is always with us. The Hebrew word Emmanuel, that is the title of many churches and many synagogues, Temple Emmanuel, Congregation Emmanuel. It means God is with us. God is always, most importantly, with us. Join with Stephen Furtick on Is God Even Still With Me?
Sometimes the proof that your prayers and faith are working is that the opposition increases. Amen. Good God, help me get this message to the back row. Because somebody has been wondering, is God even still with me? Is God using me? Is this even worth it? But there's something about that that should let you know that if the devil showed up in the first place, there must be something important, and he must be defending his territory, or else he wouldn't bother with you.
We certainly know that God is with us every moment of the day. Every action that we take, if we are in a constant state of prayer to God, a constant state of being a friend to God, God will know us and will help us and will join us on our road to all our dreams, goals, and aspirations. Join with Torrin Wells on his Known.
Inside me, and you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart?
Did you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, God? Did you say, thank you, God, for waking me up and making the million parts of my body work together so I can put one foot in front of the other and bring blessings to my community and all those in my circle of life? Please join with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girl, for the world. You're waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord.
times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, weighing up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Often have times in our lives when momentarily, temporarily, things are not going well, that God says, slow down. I have a better prayer that I will answer of yours, because the one that you prayed is not proper for your mission and purpose right now. These words are expressed wonderfully by the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. No better name for a football team than Saints. His name is Derek Carr. Please join on his wonderful words preaching after being benched.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to come at you, but I'm a little fired up these past couple weeks. I've gone through some stuff a little bit, right? And I found out that nothing can get me down. Nothing can take my feet out from under me. There's nothing that can come against me where I'm not going to win in the end. There's nothing that can come against my household where the Spirit of God breaks it free and says, we don't need to worry about that. Y'all know how many text messages I've gotten saying, are you okay? Stop asking if I'm okay. You don't really know me if you're asking if I'm okay. You don't know the God that I know. I'm just kidding. I love when people say, because I'm like, man, y'all really love me. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're praying for it. Yes, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But y'all understand my heart. We got to get out of the negativity. We got to stop complaining. What are those things that are holding you captive? Quit being comfortable there. It's easy to stay there. It's easy to point the finger at other people. It's easy to blame others. Trust me, I had a lot of family members trying to do that for me. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. That's comfortable for me. It really could be a comfortable place, but I'm going to step out of that. I'm going to say, I just can't wait to be better myself. I'm just going to keep striving to be the best version of me that I can be. I'm going to keep trying to be better for whatever I do next. I'm going to keep trying to, and it's uncomfortable. It's so easy to do it the other way. It's so easy to do this. It's so easy to do that. But instead, I said, Lord, what is it that you're trying to reveal to me in this season? Lord, what is it that you're trying to do in my heart in this season? Patience? Forgiveness? Do they deserve it? Doesn't matter. It's not. He didn't ask me if they deserve it. He didn't ask me if they deserve that. That wasn't on the agenda for me. The agenda for me was just forgive. The agenda for me was have peace. How? In my presence. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But we got to get out of this place of this comfortableness in this captivity. We can't. 9 years, one place. It's been hard. I always make this joke. I said, franchises are heavy. Franchises are heavy to carry. They're heavy. But aren't we thankful that whatever it is that God has asked you to do, that he can be the one to say, why don't you just put it in my hands? Why don't you just give it back to me? I have walked through the hardest times of my life not knowing if my son was going to make it, not knowing if my grandpa was going to make it, not knowing what's next, not knowing my next step, not knowing these things. And I've walked through these times with an absolute peace and a grace that has covered me.
Always have the word of God on your tongue. If you can memorize some of your favorite verses or always have your scriptures next to you, you can always speak life in any situation. Please join with Toby Mack on his Speak Life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak.
Whenever something happens in your life, whether it's small or big in your mind, it's always a blessing to you. You always need to look up and point and say, God, God, I know that was you. In other words, as Lauren Daigle sings, look up, child.
Where are you now when darkness seems to end? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child. up.
We know that laughter is the best medicine. Laughter is a gift from God. Laughter is a blessing. The book of Proverbs even says laughter is the best medicine. Join with Joel Osteen on his wonderful Praying Brothers.
I heard about these two brothers, ages 4 and 6. They were spending the night at their grandmother's house. She told them before they went to bed to make sure they said their prayers. They went in the bedroom, got down on their knees, and the youngest brother started praying at the top of his lungs. God, I pray for a new bicycle. I pray for a new PlayStation. I pray for a new puppy. His brother stopped him and said, why are you screaming? God isn't deaf. He said, I know that, but grandmother is.
We know that each and every day it's a new set of blessings each and every day to renew our mind, to rejuvenate our goals and wonders and miracles that we want to accomplish day by day. Join with the wonderful words of Candace and Kirk Cameron for renewing your mind.
What are some of the ways that you are able to continually renew your mind?
Obviously, reading the Bible and reading scripture. And I don't know about you, as an actor, I'll tell you, I have a hard time with scripture memorization. And some people would say, but you memorize lines for a living. And I do, and I can memorize very quickly. The problem is I throw it out very quickly. Whatever I say that day with lines, I don't have to say it the next day, so it leaves my brain. I'm trying to put together some new practices so I can remember that. What I know to be true, because it's my job, is that the easiest way to memorize is repetition, repetition, repetition. So it's just a reminder that whatever scripture you want to memorize, keep reading it every day.
Yep.
Every day, every day. And you won't forget it.
And never, never, ever forget. You are so very blessed. God has created you unique. You are made to live in the image of God. Or as Cain sings, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed, hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed, hallelujah, I'm blessed.
Trouble knocking at my door today, I ain't gonna let it in. And worry wanna steal my joy away, but I ain't gonna let it win. 'Cause on my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day.
this first full week of March. We don't know what's going to be each and every day of this wonderfully blessed month, but we do know that God knows. God is our source of light. God is our source of energy, and certainly God is our, as Michael W. Smith sings so beautifully, our waymaker.
Working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you.
It is a new month of March, this first week. It is a new week, a new month, and certainly it is a new day to accomplish things that you want in your life, for you, for your family, and all those in your circle of love. Please join with Danny Gokey on his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait.
across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive.
That I look forward to being with you in prayer tomorrow on Wednesday. Have a very blessed day. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.
Discover spirituality for everyday living with Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky. Celebrant educator, chaplain, and speaker Cantor Scott Borsky will open your eyes to the joy and meaning in our everyday lives with a generous dose of good humor. Cantor Borsky can help everyone discover inspiration in the everyday moments of their religion, background, tradition, and beliefs. It's 30 minutes well spent. Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky, Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WWDB.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
This is WWDB 860 AM, talk radio in Philadelphia. You can follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Visit WWDBAM.com.